Welcome to Tech Pulse, your go-to podcast for the latest in tech news. Today, we're diving into OpenAI's staggering $8.3 billion raise and their projected $20 billion revenue. Plus, NVIDIA and Alphabet's interest in vast data could skyrocket its valuation to $30 billion. Let's jump right in.
OpenAI has raised a jaw-dropping $8.3 billion, with significant backing from Dragoneer at $2.8 billion, marking the largest check outside of lead investor SoftBank. This influx of capital is poised to push OpenAI's annualized revenue to $20 billion by the end of the year. The funding underscores OpenAI's growing influence in AI applications, driven by its innovative models that are reshaping industries. The move is part of OpenAI's strategy to maintain its competitive edge in a rapidly evolving market, where robust financial backing is essential to sustain high-level research and development.
That's impressive. What does this mean for other players in the AI field, especially with such a high revenue target?
This positions OpenAI as a formidable leader, setting a benchmark for revenue goals that other AI firms might aspire to. It's a clear signal to competitors and investors about the scale and speed at which AI technology is advancing. Companies like Anthropic and Google DeepMind will likely face increased pressure to match or exceed these financial and technological achievements, prompting more aggressive funding rounds and strategic partnerships.
Speaking of strategic partnerships, NVIDIA and Alphabet are in talks with Vast Data. What makes this potential investment so significant?
Vast Data is in discussions with Alphabet's Capital G and NVIDIA for a funding round that could value them up to $30 billion. This highlights the escalating demand for robust data storage solutions tailored to AI applications. Vast Data's products, known for their speed and efficiency, are gaining traction as AI infrastructure becomes increasingly critical. NVIDIA's interest particularly underscores the synergy between high-performance computing and next-gen data solutions, which are foundational in supporting advanced AI models.
Let's shift gears to CoreWeave, which has raised $2.6 billion in debt. How is this tied to OpenAI?
CoreWeave has secured $2 billion in debt to bolster its partnership with OpenAI. This move is part of CoreWeave's strategy to expand its cloud infrastructure capabilities, which are integral to supporting OpenAI's computational demands. With the public market debut earlier this year, CoreWeave is making significant strides to enhance its footprint in the AI infrastructure landscape, ensuring that it can meet the growing needs of AI giants like OpenAI.
Interesting developments. Now let's touch on CRV's latest move in the venture space.
Venture firm CRV has raised $750 million while simultaneously downsizing after returning capital to investors. This strategic shift reflects the firm's adaptation to current market dynamics, where efficient capital deployment is crucial. By downsizing, CRV aims to streamline operations and focus more acutely on high-potential investments in the AI sector, signaling a more cautious yet targeted investment approach.
Moving on to a broader market perspective, there are discussions on the limits of AI growth. Can you shed some light on this?
A recent analysis explores whether AI has reached a saturation point. Particularly as companies like Meta make large offers and Anthropic achieves high valuations. While some experts argue that there's still plenty of room for innovation and growth, others caution that the current pace of investment might not be sustainable. This raises critical questions about the long-term scalability of AI technologies and the viability of continued exponential growth.
Let's quickly cover Google's latest product rollout before we wrap up.
Google has launched DeepThink for its AI Ultra subscribers at $250 per month, offering advanced problem-solving capabilities. This rollout, part of Google's Gemini app, highlights the company's commitment to enhancing AI accessibility for high-tier users, aiming to provide cutting-edge functionality for complex problem-solving tasks.
That's all for today's major updates. Let's wrap up with a few quick hits.
Tesla has been found partly liable in a Florida autopilot trial, with a jury awarding $200 million in damages. This ruling could have far-reaching implications for Tesla's future in autonomous driving technology. Meanwhile, Shine reported a first-quarter revenue boost to nearly $10 billion, reflecting strong market demand. Lastly, Mark Zuckerberg's vision for a personal superintelligence suggests an increasing integration of AI into everyday life as Meta continues to explore AI-driven solutions.
Thanks for tuning in to Tech Pulse. Stay connected for more insights on how these developments shape the tech landscape. Until next time, stay curious and informed.